In this video, we'll talk about gratitude has social benefits. More positive relationships. Negativity can destroy relationships, both social and romantic. Nobody wants to spend time with somebody who only sees the bad in life. Let's just take a closer look at marriages. Once both partners begin to take each other for granted and stop appreciating the things they do for each other, their relationship begins to suffer. As you become less appreciative, you also become more critical. You need only consider the Losada ratio to see how this can have a negative impact on your love life. The Losada ratio divides the number of positive expressions of appreciation, encouragement, and support given by one partner to the other by the number of negative ones, including cynicism, sarcasm, or disapproval. If the ratio is under 0.9, this means that there were 11% less positive expressions than negative ones. Once this happens, relationships suffer a serious strain. Conversely, relationships that are satisfying and long-lasting are those that have a positive ratio that stand at 5.1 or over. It isn't too surprising that marriages become stronger the more partners express their thanks and appreciation to each other. This is one of the reasons why practicing gratitude more often can be extremely helpful to your personal relationships. When you're more grateful for the little things in life, you naturally become a more kind, helpful, compassionate, and understanding person. Those who practice thankfulness regularly report that they have a closer connection with others around them, were much more willing to help other people, and, most importantly, were also viewed as being helpful and considerate by those within their social networks. When you acknowledge the things that your loved ones do for you and demonstrate gratitude for those things, your family members, partners, and friends begin to feel good. Meanwhile, you feel good, and so the relationship between you becomes stronger. Also, when you communicate gratitude, it becomes more likely that you'll work through any concerns or problems, thus deepening and strengthening your relationship still further. Being grateful creates a positive feedback loop in which you're more likely to be understanding and empathetic of others. In turn, others will feel more grateful towards you and act in a more pro-social manner. Gratitude, therefore, can be the cornerstone of strong friendships, relationships, and families. Forging new friendships. As we've already demonstrated, gratitude can make you a more positive and happy person. Happy people are more pleasant to spend time with. It's easy to see why. If you're thankful, you feel cared for, appreciated, and loved. This, in turn, makes you treat other people better. When you treat others more kindly, you'll find that other people are keen to be kind to you. Not to mention the fact that positive people will usually be a lot more likable than someone who is grumpy, unhappy, and negative all the time. This doesn't just apply to existing friendships and relationships. It also applies to attracting new people into your social network. There are numerous studies that show gratitude can induce pro-social behavior. If you feel more thankfulness in your own life, you naturally become more inclined to help other people get through their problems. It also makes you more willing to offer emotional support to others in their times of need. Why is this the case? Simply put, gratitude allows you to perceive kindness, and naturally, we want to reciprocate that kindness. If we don't feel grateful, we often fail to recognize if somebody is helping us. Gratitude also makes you more energetic and more happy, two factors that are strongly linked with pro-social behavior. If you're more willing to approach other people and help them out, the more other people will be attracted to you and will want to join your social network. As a result, you'll be able to grow your friendship group and forge stronger and happier relationships with a wider cross-section of people.